Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about removing all the risk in your REI career. How do you do that? Well, you sell the property before you buy it, before you take the risk. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Martin asked, so is this a deal breaker? Uncle has a homestead and there was a cabin slash shed. In Data Doorstep, it's listed as having a frame slash furnace, but in the county data, it's listed as having no value for the improvements. Thoughts? Jack?
Well, heck no, it's not a deal breaker. And I'm not understanding the homestead piece, but I guess his uncle homesteaded it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's homestead, proper noun, capital H. Sometimes people use homestead as like...
Good question. I copied it as it was.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. Sometimes people use homestead as a way to describe a type of piece of property like a plantation.
Mm.
You know, oh, I have a homestead in New Mexico, meaning like a 40-acre or 1,200-acre something spread, and there's a house. You can see it. You can picture it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can picture a plantation in the South. So, but the technical definition of homesteading, which is actually a verb, not a noun, or it could be a noun, I guess it's both, is, you know, when the federal government ran its programs, whatever, during the 1800s to generate property tax. You know, they, long story short, they gave away property or sold it for literally like 5 cents an acre by the 40-acre properties so that people could sustain and sell crops and stuff. And so they could start a tax base to collect tax revenue and build infrastructure, roads and stuff. Wow. How's that for boring?
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting. Just kidding. No, maybe think of something cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, I doubt that this guy's uncle, because he's alive, homesteaded property. But, maybe, you know, so I guess what he's asking is, you know, is it listed as, what we teach is don't send mailers out. If you're going to buy land, don't send an offer to somebody who's got any value in the improved value scenario, because you want to buy vacant property. If it's got improvements on it, like houses and stuff, it's just a different animal, and there's an appropriate time to do that, but you're not going to usually don't get property for rock bottom prices like we lots like. So I think that answers the question, Jill.
Well, I have a question, because it says in this one, I'm curious too, Jack, because this could happen. We've had this happen where we send a mailer out and it doesn't have any improvements, and I look on the map and there's something there. So what do you think about that?
Well, what I think about that is that they probably never pulled any permits, and they probably just, especially because a lot of this property, almost all of it, is really rural. They just put some stuff up. The county never knew about it. They never asked for permission, and maybe you don't. Maybe the rules are in that county you don't have to. So it never hit the assessor's desk, and it never got reassessed. Property gets reassessed for usually because of two events. One is because it gets sold, or two, because you pull a permit to put some improvements on it, and then it triggers the assessor to say, oh, it might be worth more. And so that's what's happening. But if it's got zero value in the column and you send a mailer out, I wouldn't worry. I mean, it's just kind of like finding $1,000 in your suit from a year ago.
That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking, you know what? It's not a bad thing. Great. There's something there. Fantastic. Little bonus.
So, I don't know if we answered that question at all, and I'm not sure about the frame furnace thing.
I don't think it's a deal breaker. Is this a deal breaker?
No. I don't know if he's asking, should I mail it? I don't know. This falls into Jill's whole thing. Are we getting a little too detailed here, or do we just want to do some deals and make some money?
Right.
I got to go with Jill on this. Let's make some deals and make some money.
There you go.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, remove all the risk from your REI career by selling the property before you buy it. This is the meat of the show. Yeah, Jill, so we have almost 300 shows now. And top 5-10 shows that always comes out from a listenership is, we did a show a long time ago called remove the risk from your REI career. So I decided to do a follow-up on it because it's so darn popular. Because it's really, I understand why. Mm-hmm. Why would you want, if I can remove my risk, then why wouldn't I do it? So here's the, here's how, this is how Jill and I wholesale houses. We have a buyer already, a single buyer who turns a ton of houses. He's a flipper. Sometimes he just puts carpet and paint. Sometimes he really guts the thing, but he does all the work and the whole thing. But he's not good, for whatever reason, at sourcing deals like we are. So now we have a buyer long before we have a seller, and we sit down with him and say, hey, what do you want? And he says some version of this. Boy, if I had 10 properties in South Scottsdale, Arizona, that are about 1,500 feet, they totally need to be renovated, and if I could get them for $190,000 each, I could turn those, clean them up, and turn them and make $80,000 to $100,000 each really quickly. Can you come up with those? Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we took all the risk out of it. Now we're not trying to find property to resell it and market it or any of that. We already have a buyer, and we know this guy really well, and we know his source of financing. We know he has a ton of money, and we know his history, and we laugh together sometimes, even when we're not doing deals. So then we build it around him, and we send mailers out, custom mailers out to people, to property owners who fall in that category. Now we've removed all the risk completely from buying property.
I've watched our members do this in Success Plan. I have seen them buy, you know, multiple 5-acre properties in X county, and then before they know it, they have one guy that wants them all. And they're scrambling to go back and get more. And then they've actually started working together like, hey, you know, everyone, does anybody have any more property in this area? I have a guy who wants it all, kind of thing. And there you go. That's how you do it. And it can happen really quickly. And when you're new, the right guy will find you.
You read my mind, princess.
Thanks.
Exactly. I was exactly going to say the same thing. Yes. It happens with land too. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit harder, in my opinion, to find it's harder to find somebody up front, but they'll find you. Mm-hmm. If you want to find somebody up front in the land business, this is what you do. So you send because we already know who owns every single piece of property, right? We send them a letter saying, hey, I've got a bunch. You find a person that owns a ton of property in one area. You look through the data to doorstep data, and you find and you see somebody's name over and over and over again. Well, you get a hold of this guy and say, you own half the damn county. You want some more? Because I've got a ton more. And they say, heck yes. And then it's a version of that sentence I just said. Mm-hmm. Well, if I could buy 5-acre properties for $1,500, I would do that all day. And so you buy them for $500. And ship them out to the sky. And now you've removed the entire risk situation from the whole effort.
To piggyback on you again, and just, I don't mean to steal your stories,
I like when you finish the thought.
But awesome. This goes back to the time that you were looking at a rental property somewhere. And so I buy this rental property, I want to test this market and see how much I can get for the rent and blah, 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 blah. So you created like a Craigslist or some posting mm-hmm. like that and put this property up there, like, or a similar property, you know, just a test one to rent to see how many calls you would get.
Yep.
And then based on the flood of calls, you know, hey, look, I got 10 people willing to pay, you know, $1,500 a month right now. Okay. I know this is a good investment. I'm going to do it. You know, that's a great way.
And perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Before the internet, before Craigslist or any of that. You know, I put an ad. I would put ads, and I used to buy properties and rent them out, and that's how I started out. Mm-hmm. And I hated it. That's just not my thing. Some people are great at it. I loved the renting tenant piece, but mm-hmm. what I hated was dealing with the real estate agents to try to buy the property properly, which is ultimately ended up in resulting in Land Stay and then Land Academy, mm-hmm. sourcing my own property. So yeah, before I would check to see if a market was hot by placing an ad in the classified ads. You know, remember those?
Mm-hmm.
In the newspaper. And
I heard
newspaper.
About those.
And man, I mean, I remember one time.
Heard about cassettes too. I still know what those are.
Jill has a car right now that's, you know, it's sold all over the world.
I'm keeping this car forever now. So they know what we know.
Rather than answer people's questions and provide options, I love this, they just put it all in there. They put a DVD player, I mean, a CD player, a cassette deck, a 3.5 millimeter input line, and Bluetooth. It's got it all. Mm-hmm. So then you can't say, well, I need Bluetooth, or I won't have old cassettes. They just shut all their customers mm-hmm. up. I love that.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, I will keep that car.
That's the story. So get to remove the risk. Find a buyer before, you know. Mm-hmm. I bet you can tell what the technical two is going to be in this show. Hey, this is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Find a buyer before you find a piece of property. Find somebody in the business who's done a lot of deals, who's proven themselves. They don't even talk about money. They say, I want X, Y, Z, and I'll take 100 of them if you can find them, and then go find them for them.
Yes.
If you have the... Instead of inspiration, because we're going to get to the Jill's inspiration in a second, we're going to get... I'm going to say, this is the repairing... Here, I'll do it 1 second. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, fix the boredom of the show.
Some days you just go and it's good. You just have a lot to say and I appreciate that. So I'm just like, and you know, and it's nice though. I like to, I could just sit and listen and enjoy. And
crickets on the other
end. Because I've heard you have radio. I heard you give good radio. So
somebody said that.
I know. You give good podcast. That's really good.
My gosh.
Do we still call it radio now? I don't even know. Anyway, so you want to hear my inspiration?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I'll fix the show.
I'll fix the show.
Fix this episode.
Fix this. No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing to fix. So I've been thinking about having a reset button. And it's so nice. I have a reset button. We all have a reset button. And you know what? I use mine. And it's a good thing. We all need that out now and then. What's a reset button? You're going down some path you're not happy with. You're not feeling yourself. Maybe it's physical. Maybe it's mental. Maybe it's your financial situation. It could be anything like that. And sometimes we just need a reset button. And you know, you don't have to gradually make a change. I don't. You know, how I operate best is I just say, you know what? Today, I'm hitting that reset button, and I'm making the change. And we all need that sometimes. So I'm going to wake up and hit the reset button, and today, this is how I'm going to look at things. And I'm not going to waver. This is the new me. And before you know it, a week has gone by, 2 weeks has gone by, and you are that person. You did your reset, and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense
to
you, Jack? Okay.
I mean, I think that you can do it on a daily basis. I mean, let's say your morning starts off a mess. You could hit the reset button at, you know, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could hit a decade reset button, which is more along, you know, I'm all big picture and you're not so much sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd hit the career reset button.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a decade's enough. Enough's enough. You have to say, hey, enough's enough in this stupid accounting job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to myself now.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find something else to do because this is killing me.
I did it when we got permanently set up out here in California.
Right.
I use that. Sometimes I use situations to force myself to use the reset button. Like, all right.
That's a great example.
Now you're not messing around. Mm-hmm. You know, now you're going to, you know, reset. This is how it's going to go from now on.
Right.
This is the new thing. So, I love it.
Excellent.
So
I love this. This is a good stuff. Jill, this is a good inspiration.
Thank
reset
you.
Button. You know, there was a...
That's all me. I came up with that. We all need a reset button.
Like a plastic button that... Like a big, and you could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the size of a smoke detector that you can push reset button.
Mm-hmm.
I bet somebody's got that.
You want a shirt? I think it'd be fun to say have a shirt that just says reset. Seriously.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, that's good stuff.
So instead of escape. So
join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To hit the reset button and get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Cool show, Jill.
You know, it's funny.
Cool show. This, take the risk out of it, you know?
Yeah. I'm still thinking about the reset button. I didn't even realize how much I used it until like 5 years ago. My kid even brought it up about going to a new school and, you know, thinking about themselves, making new friends. You know, we moved to a different city and they were going to a different school and they were happy to have that reset button. I don't think they used the right term, but they were describing the whole thing.
Sure.
About, you know,
you reinvent
different
yourself.
Friends. Exactly. And I really want to pursue soccer and I want to do you know, and everything. So I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right. And you can do that. Good for you for thinking of this.
Mm-hmm.
So
what if you have a bunch of pictures of you behaving poorly on Facebook? Can you still hit the reset button?
Well, you can, I guess. You can try.
Oh, no.
You know,
I've always wondered about this.
You know what?
I use Facebook for business.
I think
business,
you can.
And that's it. Like, I don't even, it's not social at all.
I think you can. I totally think you can. You can be, you can, hey, you know why? Because a lot of people use it as a positive thing. I used to be that idiot, and look at me now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it can really be a positive. You used to be, boy, was I on the wrong path, but I cleaned up my act. Because it could be positive. And you can also say, too, I've heard people do this. Hey, I've been there. I know that struggle. And I turned it around. So you can, too. So I think you can reinvent yourself.
Silver
lining,
Jill.
You can be dancing topless on a bar in Mexico and turn it around.
Wow.
It's the after show.
I just got a great image in my head, Jill, of you.
So, anyway.
You know what? That made my day.
Thank you.
I don't need to work anymore today. I go think about that.
Nice.
You know what we could do?
What?
Actually do that.
No. No.
And then film it and put it on Facebook.
There's a good idea.
And we'd either get a lot more customers or lose all the ones we have.
Not going to happen. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Please don't use your reset button to go backwards. You know what? Boy, was I boring. Boy, was I just, I had all this money and I was
take
so,
my top off enough.
I was so boring. So I decided to cut loose, sell it all and go crazy and live in a hotel. No, don't do that.
I wear too much clothing.
No,
reset.
No, don't do that. I mean, you can, but just hide it. Change your name when you do that one.
I'm only ordering a hooker once a week.
That's nice.
Reset.
That does not count. You can't make bad decisions and say reset every other day.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. Producers are going to love listening to this.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.